USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
John Kirby, the National Security Council's Coordinator for Strategic Communications, has announced Iranian personnel have been working in Crimea to train Russian pilots how to use Iranian-made drones. The United States made the statement Thursday as Moscow attempts to maintain its hold on illegally gained territory in southern Ukraine. John Kirby on CBS News.
We have had great support from both sides of the aisle in Congress over the course of the last eight months. Terrific support. I think everybody realizes what's at stake here, which is more than just the town of Kherson or Kharkiv or Slovyansk. It's really about this idea of sovereignty, and it's really about what the security environment in Europe is going to look like going forward. It has changed today.
United Kingdom's Prime Minister Liz Truss has resigned after 45 days in office, marked by turmoil triggering the second Tory leadership election in 4 months. Boris Johnson is among those said to be considering bids. Sir Graham Brady, the chairman of the 1922 committee, said a new leader could be chosen by next Friday. As the Democrats are relying on abortion issues to get through the midterm elections and the report card for Democrats running the country for the last 2 years, Georgia gubernatorial candidate Democrat Stacey Abrams says abortions could solve inflation. Here's her analogy this week.
But let's be clear. Having children is why you're worried about your price for gas. It's why you're concerned about how much food costs.
Pakistan's election commission on Friday disqualified former Prime Minister Imran Khan from holding public office for 5 years. They're accusing him of unlawfully selling state gifts and concealing assets. And on a sad note, Dave Herman, who helped protect Joe Namath in the Jets' historic Super Bowl III win, died Wednesday at the age of 81. USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
It's now official in Italy. Italian politician Giorgia Meloni said Friday that she and her allies have asked the nation's president to give her the mandate to form what would be Italy's first conservative government since the end of World War II. A new lawsuit against Google is exposing an invasion of privacy by the tech giant, if true.
A newly filed lawsuit is accusing Google of collecting a massive database of voice and facial features without users' consent. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says that's against the law. The complaint suggests that Google Nest smart home products are actively listening and recording what they hear. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Actor Kevin Spacey dodged a $40 million lawsuit after abuse claims from Anthony Rapp in a 1986 incident were deemed unprovable. Thursday in a Manhattan court, jurors deliberated a little over an hour before siding with Mr. Spacey. Mr. Rapp at the time was 14 years old and claimed unwanted advances and touching from 36 years ago. Landscapers found a car buried in Atherton, California backyard Thursday morning. Police believe the car has been in the ground since the 1990s and belonged to the previous owner of the home. They added that the current owner of the property, who called police, had no idea the car was there. Officials said the car is buried about 4 to 5 feet underground. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.